Welcome. How y'all doing today? You feeling good? Feeling great? I just finished working out, obviously, so feeling great. The no makeup vibe. It was just sweating and working away at leg day vibe. Oh my goodness. Last week I was lifting the heaviest I've lifted, right? I was trying to max out, and it's not very much for me. It's like 20 each hand. And I went to do an overhead press. And I felt a pinch in my back, and then it went numb, and then I fell. And my back, it just gave out on me. And so I spent the whole week, like, I'm a teacher, so I had to go teach, obviously. And I spent the whole week, like, not moving much, taking pain meds, trying to recoup. And this week, I was like, okay, I'm finally better. I can finally get back in the swing of things. And then I got a terrible cough, and I was sick all week, and I was taking meds. And the doctor and everything, and I finally got better today. And then today, I went back to the gym for the first time, and I was mortified. Like, I was so scared, and I've never felt so scared in my life to work out. But, like, in my brain mentally, I know my back just gave out on me 2 weeks out of nowhere. Like, I was fine, I was in good condition, wasn't sick, and my back just was like, nah, not today. So, like, today when I was squatting with the bar, in my mind, I was so mentally not there. And in my mind, I was like, it's gonna give out on me. It's gonna give out on me. I'm gonna fall in the gym. I'm gonna look stupid. Like, I was so in my head today, but I'm fine. I got through leg day fine. But, like, in my head, I've never felt that scared of my own body and, like, not trusting my own body to work. Yes. Well, it was right under my shoulder blades, is where I felt it. So, like, right under both of my shoulder blades. Oh, you want the bicep flex, Wadi? Look at that. That's some 20 pounders on each hand. That's what you get right there. Curls for girls. So I've never felt so, like, untrusting of my own body and, like, betrayed by my own body. So today when I was working out, like, I had zero trust in myself. It was weird to be, like, mentally fighting myself. I don't know. Very weird. And, like, I could tell. I was holding my breath, and so I was forcing myself to breathe so I wouldn't hold my breath, and, like, I don't know, bonkers. But anyways, welcome. Today's podcast, as always, is blunt and unfiltered and maybe slightly toxic, but that's our topic today is what's the difference between being a toxic person and a truthful person? And this is something I especially struggle with because, again, I'm leaning towards that more, like, straight, upfront person who's unfiltered and, like, I hate bullshit, I hate drama. So what's that crossing point where I become toxic? What is it? And I'm gonna help you find some guidelines too to know when you're being toxic versus when you're just being a straight up front and cutting the bullshit. So I guess we can start with definitions. The difference between toxicity and realness, to me at least, this is not like, if you want to pull out a dictionary, that's on you, you go ahead. But to me, toxic is when you are, like, intentionally hurting someone. You're doing it out of meanness in your heart. And it's like you're intentionally going after someone. Whereas being real and blunt with someone is like you are trying to help them out. You're telling the truth, first of all. You're not cutting corners. You're not sugarcoating it. You're telling the truth, but you're attempting to help that person. And so that's the main difference to me is when I'm being toxic, it's because I'm just being evil and, like, angry. And when I'm being my truthful, real, blunt self, it's I'm trying to help you. You might not like what I have to say, but I'm trying to help you improve. What's there to be afraid of? I know, right? YOLO, right? Is that still a word we use? I feel so old as a high school teacher sometimes. They're like, we don't use those words anymore. It used to be the dab. Then they were hitting the whoa, which looks just like that. And that's old news now, too. They don't do those things anymore. Those aren't cool anymore. Now they're doing the renegade, which is some TikTok dance thing, whatever. Whatever. But that's even getting old now, too, because I said that the other day last week. I was like, you guys still doing the renegade? And they're like, no, it's a new dance now. You're old. Like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, whatever, kids. Whatever. Be quiet. Do your weird things. It's better than them getting into bad things, though. So I'd rather them practice dances than be doing bad things. So why not? Anyways, back on topic, tangents. Do that as a teacher too. I go off on tangents. So some examples of that toxic definition of intentionally trying to hurt someone or manipulate them and, like, intentional meanness would be lying to someone. I think it's extremely toxic to lie to someone. So, like, if someone's doing something bad and you're like, go for it. You're great. Wow, this is awesome. Good for you. And you know that it's not good for them. To me, that's being toxic. Like, I don't care if you're sugarcoating it. I don't care if you're being nice. Like, that's messed up. Like, don't do that. Don't do those things. or intentionally lying to them, like spreading rumors and gossip that's false. That's another form of toxicity. Or if you are telling someone that they're not good at the game, they really are, you're lying and being toxic, possibly. repeatedly saying it. So let's say your friend is really, really bad at a game. And you go in and you're trying to help them. You're trying to better them at first. First, you're being real and blunt with them. Like, hey, dude, your skill or your DPS is terrible. You should do this. Doom. Said and done. It is now up to them as a human being, as an adult, to make that decision on their own to change it or to stick with the program. And that's up to them. Growth is you make the change. You take the criticism. Staying where you are, you don't take the criticism, whatever. I don't care. But it becomes toxic when you start doing it all the time. And I have toxic friends like this, and I've done this before to people. But it's like every single time you see that person now, you're like, hey, your DPS sucks. You need to do this. And then the next day you tell them again. Or within that same game, you keep saying it over and over and over again. And at this point, you're now irking that person and annoying them. Because yes, you gave them criticism, but you won't let it go. And you keep saying it. And it's their choice to do something, hi villain, or to not do something. So you become toxic when you keep pushing your prerogative on them and they don't want your help or advice. They're like, I'm good. I took your criticism. It's up to me to make that change or not. Just shut up now. Like, stop. Stop talking. Stop repeating this. Stop saying this over and over and over again to me. That's when it becomes toxic. The other way it becomes toxic is when you blast it everywhere. So first of all, you give them this criticism. You're like, hey, your DPS sucks. You suck at this game. Here's how to improve. And then, and to me, that's not toxic, telling someone they suck, as long as it's truthful and you're not lying. to me, it becomes toxic if you blast it everywhere. So it's like, hey, you suck at this game. And then you go into the Discord server and you, like, in Discord, tag them and you're like, hey, everyone, such and such sucks at the game. This is what they're doing wrong. Or you, like, go massively blasted everywhere and you tell everyone. Like, someone joins your game and you're like, hey, you ready to play with us? But so-and-so sucks at DPS, so don't let them DPS. Hey, but so-and-so never shares items, so don't play with them because they don't know how to share items. Like, you start blasting it everywhere and integrating it into everything. That's when it becomes toxic. Okay? That's what we want to try to avoid. However, toxicity is fun sometimes. I'm a gamer. Most of us are gamers here. Like, toxic chat is fun. It's part of the game. It's so much fun. Which is why I probably play some of the most toxic games in some of the most toxic communities. I play League of Legends. And if you've ever played League of Legends, you've been trash talked multiple times by multiple people in the same game. And if you can't handle the heat, like, you either mute everyone or you start crying, or you just become a big whiny baby and you play terribly. So, like, that's the fun. I know League of Legends is just trying to, like, get away from that. We're not toxic. We ban people who do that. But it's toxic as heck in there. And I love it. I love the banter. I love the toxicity. That's fun to me. Trash talking's part of the game. That's fun to me. That toxicity is always fun. The toxicity that's not fun is, again, once someone starts pestering you repeatedly, they add you after the game, and they tell you every single day you're online that you're trash. That's when it's like, okay, you need to stop. Realness, which is what we're aiming for here as blunt, truthful people. We want to, again, people are going to see you as an asshole no matter what you do because you're just blunt and real. You're going to tell them the truth when they don't want to hear it. It's just how we are as people. We want to stray away from being toxic. We want to help our friends. But our friends are going to see it as toxic regardless, even though it's not. So being real is telling the truth even when people don't want to hear it. It's not sugarcoating it. It's not being nice about it. It's like, this is the situation. This is what it is. And then you're telling it to them. The first and foremost thing I usually do is tell it to that person. If I'm, like, in a bad mental state and I'm really angry and I'm really upset and I know I'm going to say something I'm going to hate, I will vent with someone first that I trust. So either like the man's or Wadi or someone, and I will talk to them and I'll be like, does this sound okay? Because I know I am a blunt person. I know I don't sugarcoat things and I'm not trying to lose this person in my life. Does this sound okay? Is this wording okay? Can you help me alter it to where it's okay? So that's the one time I would not talk to the person first, is when I know, like, if I say something right now, this person, I'm going to be toxic and not truthful. And then I will talk straight to that person. Whether they want to hear it or not, I will tell them, like, hey, up front, this is what's happening. This is how I feel. This is how other people feel. This is what you're doing. And again, it's hard to take criticism. Even if you are blunt yourself and you have blunt friends around you, which birds of a feather flock together, it's hard to take that criticism. It's hard to hear, like, hey, you suck. You don't want to suck as a human being, but we all do at something. So it's hard, first of all, to hear the criticism. And second, to wrap your head around, like, I can fix this in solution. Because there's two steps there. There's one is, like, first I have to accept that this person's not being mean. They're trying to help me and improve me. Second, do I get down on myself now and get into that mental state where I'm like, well, I suck, so I can't change anything and I give up? Or are you going to be that person who's like, I suck. Now I'm not going to suck. I'm going to fix it. Like, I'm going to be the pro at this. No one's going to say I suck ever again. Like, I'm going to kick this thing's ass. So again, being able to take that truth, but I have had a lot of conflicts. I've lost friends before over telling them the truth because they don't want to hear it. They want sugarcoating. They want everything's happy, sunshine, rainbows, lovely. Hi, Valiant. And they want like beautiful butterflies and kindness for everyone and happy rainbow sunshine. And it's such bullshit. It is such bullshit. You do not like everyone you meet in life. If you did, you are bonkers or there's something mentally wrong because there is at least one flaw in every single person. And there are flaws that you cannot deal with, you cannot accept just as a human being yourself. You're not going to love everyone. I'm sorry, but if you say that, you're a liar because that means you love people who do things you absolutely hate and don't agree with and go against your beliefs. It's a lie. So I hate sunshine and rainbow people that are like that. Like, I love everyone. Because I'm like, no, you fucking don't. Don't lie to me. So when you tell those kind of people something critical about themselves that they can improve on, they immediately shut down or like flame you and like cut you off of everything. And they're like, how dare you say this thing about me? I'm sunshine and rainbows. I love everyone. Nothing's wrong with me. You're a mean person. And that's like what they latch onto. You're a mean, rude person. You mean nothing. You're an asshole. You're just mean to everyone. And that's the path they take because they don't want to hear your criticism. They don't want to know things are wrong with them. They want to think everything they do is great. Everything they do is right. They make the right choices, which we're human fucking beings. We fuck up all the time. And so they'll take that path and they'll cut you off. And you were just trying to help them because we're blunt, real people. We're like, hey, this is what's happening. Like, open your eyeballs. We all see it. Why are you not seeing it? And I don't want you to continue down this path. I want you to be better. And I think that's too part of the competitiveness, part of video games, part of I was in sports growing up. Like, I'm competitive. I want to be better. I want to keep moving better. And I want my friends to be the best. So if I'm getting better, you better be getting better with me. And like, we need to feed off each other and grow together. And you're trying to help them grow. And if they are a happy sunshine rainbow person who thinks everything's great in the world, they think you're trying to tear them down. They think you're trying to be mean. You're trying to bring drama. You're trying to be rude. And that's not what you're doing at all. But that's how we come off. It's just what we do, guys. It's how we come off. So being real and true is, again, not sugarcoating it. Telling them bluntly straight to their face about what it is. If you are in a bad emotional state, run it by someone you trust first to make sure you don't say those words that are going to kill them and make them like super mad. And then again, you tell them, and if you tell anyone else, you're telling the people who care. You're not just blasting it everywhere. You're telling people who can actually help them improve. So for example, if someone was doing something bad and I told them and they ignored me and they're like, I don't care about you, you're just being mean. Knowing who their best friends are that are also friends with you, who can help them word it better. Because as the sarcastic asshole I am, I word things very poorly. But I know that so-and-so is an emotional, happy person and they can word it better than I can. So it's like, hey, I told Bob that he really sucks at DPSing, and I gave him feedback on how to improve it. You should switch to these items. But he doesn't care. Can you help me? And then let's say Sally goes and talks to Bob, and she's like, hey, you're a great DPSer, but if you buy this item instead, you'll do even more. And then Bob's happy, and he does it, because he got it in words and language that's fluffy. I can't fluff the talk. I can't sugarcoat things. It irks me. So I will tell someone who maybe can. That way they can convey the message for me, and it still gets done. So that's another opt-out is like once you, nobody really has named Sally, you're going to hurt all the Sallys in the world by saying that. People do get called Sally. Don't say nobody gets called Sally. Let me move chat box up. Why is it? It disappears so fast too. Maybe I can edit that. But anyways, that's another part of it is like, you have to use your resources and your friends wisely because you know that you not sugarcoating things in a world where everyone's like politically correct, sugarcoat everything. Like, I don't ever want to hear a mean thing in my life. You're going to push so many people away. It's just how you are. It's what you are. It's hard to be nice when niceness is not the only emotion you have. And it would be fake to pretend to be nice all the time. So you need to use your resources and know who can say things better than you. Maybe we add a little extra fluffy words that are sunshine and rainbows, but still get your person to improve how you want them to and get the feedback that you actually wanted to give them. Especially if you know that friend is super sensitive, it probably isn't best for you to tell them. So again, not gossiping behind their back, not blasting it everywhere, but telling someone who can convey that message to them in a proper format that they would appreciate. But yeah. And then the other part of this between becoming toxic versus truthful is a lot of self-reflection. And that is extremely hard to do as a human being, is to sit down and even like either in your head make a list or type up a list of like what you did and why it was wrong. Because, again, as a human, you want to think that you've made the best choice in every situation. Even if you know you made a wrong choice, you'd be like, well, this is worse. So I'm glad I did this. So sitting down and saying, like, what can I change to be better is hard a lot of times. Or you're quick to point out your flaws. Like, hey, for me, it's always my hips. My hips are super wide to me, even though to other people they're not. I'm quick to point that flaw out, though. That's, see how fast it came to my mind? Like, my hips are wide. That's my flaw I go to. But I never have a solution. So like coming up with that solution. So not only finding your flaw in what you're doing, but then how can I change this to be better or to be okay with it or to accept it? So not only am I finding my flaws or finding how I worded something wrong to someone, I'm thinking of how I can do it better next time, but still staying true to myself. So let's say I tell Bob, you suck at DPSing, you need to buy this item next time, or I'm not gonna play with you anymore because you suck. He's probably not my friend anymore. So if I were to reflect on that situation, I'd be like, I probably shouldn't have told him he sucked, even though he does. It's true. But maybe I can find another truth to tell him that doesn't tell him he sucks to his, like, right out so blunt like that. So instead, you could go about it, and I'm still telling the truth, still straight up. I could be like, your DPSing is not as good as it could be. This is what you should buy. I can show you how to do this. I've done it before. Let me help you. So like taking that time to ponder words. And again, that means I'm quick to action. I'm super impatient, but that means not sending that text right away, not sending that email right away, not blurting that out right away to them. It's thinking about what you're going to say before you say it. And again, it's hard being a person who's very straightforward because as soon as the situation happens, you want to correct it. You want to say it. You're like calling it out, essentially. We call things out. That's what we are. It's taking that time to breathe, ponder, wait a couple seconds, think it through in your head. Be like, if I say this thing to this person right now, are they going to hate me? And then thinking about how, I still want to tell them the truth. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. But how would they actually listen to it? What words would they actually understand that I'm not being mean, I'm not being toxic, I'm not trying to tear you down, I'm trying to build you up. And I think that's, again, one of the biggest misunderstandings about people like us is we're trying to build people up with us. We're competitive, we're blunt, we're real. We want to be the best, we want to be up here, we want you to come with us. If we like you enough, that's why we're telling you these things, because we want you to come with us. But people always take it. They're like, you're just trying to tear me down. You're an asshole. You just say these things because you're so mean and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, no, if you saw it from my perspective, you would know that I think the world of you. And that's why I'm telling you this, because I know you can do way better than this. And I want to see you do way better than this. And it's, again, different perspectives. They don't see it through your lens. They don't see that you're trying to help them and make them this outstanding, amazing person. They already are, probably, but like, everyone has room for improvement. Even if you think you're the best, you're not. You can still improve on something. So usually that's when we're telling people something, is like, hey, you can be even better. But they're hearing, hey, I hate you and you suck. So choosing our words carefully and making sure we're not tearing people down when we're trying to build them up. Let's read some of this. Yeah, exactly. Instead of telling them they suck at Apex, just be like, hey, look at how you can position. See how nifty this is? Look at this positioning. It's cool, right? Stuff like that. Yes. One thing I do now, I do it a lot. You'll know if I'm angry. If I am super angry or I'm in a situation where I'm just like, I am super emotional, I go silent. That's when you know I am livid. When I am absolutely angry, I go silent. And the reason why is I've started pondering and thinking more instead of just saying. So this happens a lot in League of Legends, because League of Legends, I've put so many hours into that it's like not a game anymore. And whenever I play ranked competitive with my friends and they start telling me how to play, which again, they're probably just trying to help me, but reverse Uno card. But they repeat it a lot. That's what I hate, is like my friend will say something like, hey, can you position here next time? And I'm like, okay. And then they keep saying it, even after I've done it, even after I've made the change. If they keep saying it, I go silent. And they'll be like, where'd you go, Katie? Are you okay? Blah, 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 blah. And in my head, I'm thinking all these terrible words that I could say, but I'm staying silent. And again, that's bad, because they don't know, like, they think I'm just going silent and I'm not communicating to them how I feel. And communication's key to any relationship, friendship, relationships, all that. But that practice is helping me more in the long run than me blurting out things. Now I need to take it a next step. I need to improve and like take time to be silent and then take time to say correctly what I'm feeling. But that's my go-to now, is I just, and if I go silent, I'm livid. And most people don't know it, because people don't go silent when they're angry. They usually start yelling or they get emotional. But if I'm playing a game with you and I go dead silent, you probably said something that pissed me off. Pissed me off. And I have all these words in my head that I could be saying to you, but I'm not, because I know that you would no longer be my friend afterwards. So I just shut up. And that's my, like, my savior card is silence. Good. We're still going to be friends after this. But yeah, that's my take on being toxic versus being real, and like how to differentiate between the two, and how to keep yourself from taking that toxic path and losing friends over it and becoming just a toxic person. Because once you start, again, it's fun. It's fun to trash talk. It's fun to be toxic to strangers. But once you start doing it to your friends and your close people, that's when it's an issue. That's when it's a problem. And that's when you're going to find yourself isolating yourself and losing people. And once you've isolated yourself, life's a lot more difficult. Life is a team game, let's be honest. You don't want it to be a team game most of the time, but it is. It's a team game. You need support systems besides just yourself, because we're usually the hardest critic of ourselves. We, again, think straightforward, so you're not sugarcoating things for yourself either. You're very mean to yourself, and you need those support systems to back you up and say, hey, you can improve. Hey, I got you. And if you're cutting off all those lines, all those lifelines, all those bridges, you're going to find life 10 times harder to play than it normally is. So, again, keep it real. Keep it nice. Well, don't sugarcoat it. Keep it straightforward, but also take time to think, because sadly, not everyone is real blunt and upfront, and they need a little bit of sugarcoating in their life. Cool beans. All right. So, That's all I wanted to talk about on my podcast today and get through, because that's what's been irking me lately, is whenever I tell people things, they immediately grasp onto that word toxic. And I'm like, if you knew what toxic really is, you would know that I like you and I'm not being toxic.